The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey everyone, Allison here, and I'm going to talk to you about our newest sponsor, AdamandEve.com. Time for my sexy voice. Ooh. Go to AdamandEve.com for a limited time only, and you'll get 50% off just about any item. For more than 40 years, Adam and Eve have built a reputation as a trusted and reliable adult product store. Whether male or female, straight or gay, and anywhere in between, they have the adult toys and movies you desire. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs plus a free mystery gift. And to top it all off, they will even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And with our discreet shipping and commitment to secure 24-hour online shopping, your personal information is always safe with them. Just use the code HAPPY at checkout. That's HAPPY at AdamandEve.com. Sex is positive. Shopping for sexual products should be too. Boom!
Sexy!
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Haislip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht.
Woo!
Yay! This week, like every week, we are going to imbibe some booze and bring you some news.
Yep, nailed it.
And by news, I mean stories that are funny.
On
not actual news, because 2016 is basically horrible.
Yeah,
we don't even want to talk about 2016.
Fuck news.
Could we just be straight in 2017 already?
Cool.
Helping us get to 2017 is the man who will invent time travel in our lifetimes, Tom Supervolcano Krajewski.
Hi, Tom.
Done. Hello. Done.
Hi, Tom.
I
Guys,
invented it already.
Girl.
We have a big week coming up.
Yeah. This,
first off, yes. Yeah.
Comic-Con. San Diego Comic-Con 2016.
The next time we are all together shall be in San Diego at Comic-Con.
It will be. So listen up, everyone. If you will be at Comic-Con, like we hope you will be,
yes,
come see us do a live taping of the Half Hour Happy Hour.
Five p.m.
Saturday.
Petco Park.
The Nerdist Podcast Stage. It's completely free.
Yep.
You don't have to pay to get into the Nerdist area.
Just walk right up.
You don't need a badge.
Nope.
You don't even need a stinking Comic-Con badge.
No.
Just please come.
Need those stinking badgers.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. No badgers required.
No badgers. So 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Bring a flask full of booze. Drink
hell
with
yeah.
us.
Hell yeah.
We're going to get into some trouble. We're going to have prizes to give away.
Now, by the way, about the trouble.
What's about the trouble?
Quick first email.
No.
It's about this specifically.
Okay, great.
The question is live show Comic-Con question. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys. This is from Owen. Will the show be suitable for kids?
I know.
I don't want to censor anyone. Good.
Yeah.
Just want to know if it'll be safe to bring my daughter. Now, what I would say is listen to any of our shows.
Yeah.
If you believe it would be safe to have your daughter listen to any of the shows, then she's welcome.
Yes.
There will be cursing. There will be sex talk.
Yeah.
Allison.
I mean, I'm assuming.
I'm pretty sure I said the word cunt within the first 15 minutes of our last live Comic-Con show.
And now this is within the first 15 minutes of our
show you guys.
Leading up to Comic-Con. So, yes, I would say maybe Owen.
At least I'm consistent.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I would say, yeah. So anyway, so that follows.
So there
with
you
that.
Go.
So that's fact.
Also,
yes.
Before our live show at Comic-Con, if you are going to be down in San Diego on Wednesday,
July 20th.
Yes. Please come see us at the Stone Brewing Company at Liberty.
Brewing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Liberty Station. The Stone.
Liberty Station. Brewing.
Brewer. Brewing.
No, it's Stone Brewing.
Stone Brewing.
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 We had this whole thing when we were down there. We were like,
Breaking
how do we
bad.
Say this?
Anyway,
Breaking Bad.
Anyway, we will be a part of HopCon, like we've talked about on the show before. The three of us have actually made our own beer.
Correct, Amundo.
We're very excited about it. We have called it Super Popular at Beer.
Super Popular at Beer.
And you will be able to try it and imbibe with us on it. this Wednesday
and
at Stone.
And you will definitely be able to imbibe it because they made 40 kegs of it.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How many of those do I get to take home?
Well, it's funny.
None. Actually, you get exactly none kegs.
Yesterday, my friend was like, so if they have leftovers, you're taking a keg home, right? And I was like, I don't know if I can, but I will definitely ask.
We'll take growlers home for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you can come, there's still just there's only a few tickets left online.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's close to sold out.
Just Google HopCon. Yeah. It's the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
And for like a $75 ticket, it's somewhere around that price. You get free access to all the beers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's all you can
it's
drink.
It's nice. They
and
actually,
fun.
I noticed they actually have a designated driver ticket too. So it's for someone who's not drinking.
Cool.
It's a much cheaper ticket.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, you just don't get the wristband to get all the free beers.
Yeah, and by the way, we toured the space.
It's insane.
It is insane. And not only that, it's right next to IDW.
Oh, right.
The headquarters of IDW.
Yes.
And they're doing a whole thing as well,
so, yeah,
which is totally free.
You can check out, they have like a gallery of like comic artwork, and it's insane. And also at Stone, there's going to be like movies playing and games you can play.
Giant video games.
Yeah, it's going to be rad. So if you are down there and available Wednesday night, get your ticket to HopCon, come see us there, then come see us Saturday. Live taping of our show.
And then come up to us anytime you see us and ask us to say hi.
Oh, actually, I haven't even announced this yet.
Yeah, be like, will you please say hi to me?
Please say hi to
yes.
me.
Yes. What's your name? Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
She is really believable.
Hashtag
blessed.
All
right, blessed. I'm out of here. Hashtag blessed.
So I haven't talked about what I'm doing at Comic-Con yet, have I?
Let's hear it.
Oh, yeah. I don't think so.
No, I haven't announced this
yet. You're busy, busy, busy body
down
there.
Yeah, so if you are not going to be at Comic-Con, if you can't make it,
or if you just are taking a little breakies from the outside,
you're right there.
And
you want to come see me, I will be actually hosting all of the Comic-Con HQ content.
Yep.
So for 5 hours every day from 12 to 5 Pacific time. Mm-hmm. We are live. We have our own stage set up right outside the convention hall. And we are going to be bringing you a ton of content. And
well, considering the network's called Comic-Con HQ, it better bring a lot of Comic-Con content.
Exactly.
And 5 hours streaming every day, that's a lot of content.
So I'll be doing that. So if you haven't already, download the Comic-Con HQ app, or you can watch it, you know, at Comic-Con. I think it's ComicConHQ.com.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it is. And check out. You can like.
Yeah, if you're not going to be physically in San Diego, this is the best way to consume it.
But also, if you are going to be in San Diego, you can come visit me at the stage.
Where is the stage?
It's right outside the Hilton Bayfront. So it's literally in between the Hilton.
So it's
Bayfront.
Like across the street from Hall H at the Hilton.
Not across the street. It's the lawn, right there.
Yeah.
There's no street. It's just lawn.
Oh.
It's in between the convention center
yeah.
and the hotel.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're right. I think there's like a little street.
I knew there was, but I didn't want to correct you.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not the main street you have to cross to get into San Diego.
No,
it's on the same side as the convention center. So yeah, just come swing by the stage. I'll be there from 12 to 5 every day, including Saturday, where I'm going to have to literally run from the stage to
fantastic.
Our podcast.
Now, thankfully, you don't drink on this one.
No.
Thankfully. What?
Well, I mean, because she would be 5 hours into drinking and hosting and then come over and do our show.
I'm not allowed to drink on this one.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh.
What are we drinking on our podcast?
I have no idea.
Beer?
We're going to drink our beer.
Our beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. We're going to get growlers and bring them over. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to get all bloaty from drinking it, but I'm going to love it.
Yes.
Yep.
Bloaty.
Should we get into some emails? I feel like we're done with the business talk, right?
Well, yes.
Oh,
except.
Not? Oh, my God. Tom almost spilled his entire glass of wine all over the mixer.
But didn't.
Okay.
True drunken reflexes.
Let's just keep that together. So I went dirt motorcycle riding yesterday.
Dirt
for the first
motorcycle
time.
Yes. Riding?
Dirt bike
yes.
riding? Dirt motorcycle?
Yeah, it's like, what do you call that? Because it's
dirt bikes.
I wasn't motocrossing, but I also was fucking flying down dirt paths on a motorcycle.
Terrifying, though?
It is terrifying. Now, I'm a motorcycle rider. Like, I've been riding motorcycles since college, right? It is so different from riding a motorcycle.
Why?
Yeah. It's like riding a wave runner.
Oh.
It is so squirrely.
Yeah.
Like, you are literally, like, the bike is just, like, floating underneath you, and you're sort of like, we're going straight.
All right.
And you're like, that's a pothole. Try to go around it. But the bike is literally, like, constantly fishtailing.
Really?
So it's like riding a light motorcycle in, like, a monsoon.
Okay.
Man.
Fuck, it's fun.
Is it?
Oh, my God, is it fun.
Is this why you said you were so sore today when I walked in?
Oh, yeah. We rode for 5 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we would like ride.
That's insane.
And you're just like out. Like you just go out and you're just like going over bumps and shit and turning and all that stuff. And I mean, it's, you're always about 1 degree off of crashing and burning. I mean, like, if you just tilt, like, one degree. And I mean, there's some stuff. Because also there's, like, sand.
Yeah.
Like, full on, like, a foot of sand. And when your motorcycle gets in there, it doesn't have anything to touch. So it's just like, but you're also riding. It's so much fucking
fun. And you're the guy that hurt yourself on a Segway. Right,
I did
hurt myself on a Segway.
I forgot about you hurting yourself on a Segway.
Yeah, that was ass over teacups. Now, but I blame my left-handedness on that.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Blame that on
damn left-handedness.
I blame that on everything, except for user error.
You guys, speaking of hands, I've had to start physical therapy on my freaking finger.
How's that doing?
Oh man. From when I got hurt in Italy, I'd still, like, 2 months later, I have to go to a physical therapist.
What do they do for that?
Yeah, I have to stretch it. I have to, like, stretch it like this, and then I have to squeeze things like this. Because, see, I still can't close my finger all the way.
Interesting. Because
there's still all this swelling under the knuckle that we have to, like, work out.
Jeez.
Wow. I know. It's so lame.
Fuck that
phone.
I'm like, phone.
Really? Like, this is...
I love that it's just that, like, the lamest finger knuckle.
Yeah, it's my...
You know what I mean? Like,
it's the least used
finger knuckle.
It's the top knuckle of my ring finger on my right hand.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like...
Come on.
Yeah, I know. But
it looks better.
It does.
It does look a lot better, but, like, it's not. It's still
because
it had
that weird, like, indentation because you were wearing the freaking thing for so long.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, so I might become a motocross expert.
Yes,
probably not.
Your 40th birthday.
No,
that's what you can.
I will tell you. By the way, I went. It was my friend's 40th birthday. That's why we did this. So it was a bunch of fucking old dudes. and by the way, I will say a couple of our friends had never ridden motorcycles before, and they rode the bikes and they did really well. So I think that you could actually be better at riding a dirt bike had you never ridden a motorcycle.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because you're learning
what
it's like instead of going, why is it so weird and squirrely?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just like, this
I like that word, squirrely.
Squirrely is definitely what it was.
That's a good word.
But I also came to this realization.
Oh, God, what was
that it? That I feel like we as a society, and I mean my friends,
okay,
are missing opportunities.
That's all of society.
To recreate.
Recreate.
Yeah, so we need to be recreating every weekend. Like, we went...
Recreating.
Yeah, so, like, we went up to Gorman, which is just, like, an hour north of L.A. I left the house at 10.
Yep.
I got back at 11:30. I had a whole day of awesome
recreating. Oh, 11:30
recreating.
At night.
Yeah.
Made it sound like you were gone for an hour and a half.
No, we went up. We rode motorcycles for, like, from 1 till 5 or, like, 12 to 5, something like that.
Yeah.
And then at 5, they had rented a cabin... or basically a house up in the forest area to spend the weekend. And so we just all went back to the house and barbecued.
Nice.
Had a good time, chatted, hung out. There was like 20 people there, maybe 25.
So why do you think you are missing out on things?
Because I was like, this is a one-day commitment on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And I feel like I just went on vacation.
Yeah.
Why am I not doing this every month?
Every weekend, yeah.
Maybe not every weekend, but once a month, once every 2 months.
Well, you should,
then. Do some recreating,
that's what I'm saying.
Let's recreate together.
Yes.
I want to
rent a jet boat.
Well, we kind of did when we went to your house at the beach.
Yeah, in Newport, down in Newport. But, like, we did that because we had to go to Stone.
We didn't
do that because we were recreating.
Well, then let's make it a recreate.
Anyway. Let's get some emails.
Let's get some emails. By the way, did you see that Owen tweeted us and was like, thank you for saying my name right?
Ian. Owen?
Owen.
I forget now. It was Owen.
Yeah,
it was
Owen.
Sorry, Owen.
Which is funny because Owen spelled O-W-E-N is the guy who asked about his daughter.
Yeah.
Which now I feel bad that I'm like, nah. Dude.
Sorry, Owen.
But I also feel like I don't.
Well, we're just going to be honest about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the way to do it. That's what I meant to say.
I'm going to be honest. If you give me a drink, there is in no way that I am safe for children, so.
Amazing. Yeah. Ooh, speaking of you being no way safe.
Okay. Oh, God.
So, Christmas in July is the title.
Okay, great. Who's this from?
It's from David.
Hi, David.
David Barry, but I don't think isn't there an artist named David Barry?
He's like a guy.
Who did
comedian? He's like a writer, isn't he?
Oh yeah.
I also feel like there's a baseball player named David Barry.
Isn't he the guy that did Bloom County or whatever?
No, David Barry? They had a sitcom about him with Night Court guy in it.
Night Court guy.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Anyway, what's up, Dave?
The other night, I was on Amazon looking for some kind of barking deterrent. Mm. It seems my neighbor cannot hear their dog when it barks all night long.
Oh.
Now I can't blame the dog.
Okay.
After all,
right.
It's just protecting the neighborhood against bears that like to root through the dumpsters. But I do have to get some sleep.
Do you live in?
I know. All of a sudden, I was like, "That's a thing." Okay.
Yep.
So, but I love that he's like. My neighbors need to know that their dog is barking.
Right.
I don't blame the dog because most people are like, fuck you, dog.
Right.
And I'm like, that that's a dog being a dog.
I'm like, fuck you, neighbor. My neighbor's dog was barking this morning too, and I was like, what the fuck? Neighbors, get on that shit.
Yeah, I'm very conscious about that with Montana.
Yeah,
like if she goes out back and starts barking at something, I will go out back and be like, what are you barking at?
Yeah.
Let's go back to sleep. This is a neighborhood of sleeping humans.
Yeah.
Anyway, so after I found a sonic device that wouldn't hurt the mutt and had a lot of positive reviews, I looked around at other stuff.
Okay.
You'd be surprised what you can find. Anyhow, I was checking out and the going caught. Oh, and I was checking out the going cost of a phony Allison Hayslip autograph.
What?
Yeah, I know. I was a little bit like, this is going to be amazing. If Allison ever finds herself in need of some quick cash, the average going rate of a fake Allison Hayslip autograph is $50.
Oh, my God.
I know. I was like,
I'm going to start counterfeiting.
Yeah, no
shit.
You'd be like, I need you to sign another piece
of
paper for me.
I'm curious as to how they know it's fake, because I will say there's a lot of times that I just... like
sign something.
Yeah, people like it, I know some people do this, but they'll give me like five photos to sign and I sign them and I know they're going to go sell them, but that's fine cuz I don't do it. But
maybe
I will from now on.
So maybe they are real. They might be real. So if you're out there, buy those autographs.
Unless it's like a copy of one that I signed, you
right.
know what I mean?
I don't know, but he said fake autographs, so
it's
I'm assuming
it's on Amazon he found it.
I have no idea, but this is where the plot thickens.
Oh, great.
And there's questions for you.
Oh, goody. Okay.
Very excited. So, but then I came across something called a really warm Christmas and was curious what the heck that was about. I was off to Google and looked up a really warm Christmas and find out exactly what Allison had to do with it.
Except I have no idea.
The only information I can say is that it's explicit.
What?
Because it gets a little saucy.
What?
So the question is, what the heck is this all about?
I have no
idea. Is Allison contributing to something naughty? What? Why haven't I ever heard about this before? What's the deal?
I literally have no idea. Google it. Wait, I'm going to Google it
on
my phone,
too. It is called a really warm Christmas.
A really warm Christmas? God, what am I about to find out about myself?
While you guys look that up, you know how Alice and I just went, what?
Yeah.
My friend was saying we should have a drinking game every time we say what, because we say it a lot on the show.
What?
Yeah, there you go.
We do?
Yeah.
What? I love that your friend listens to it.
Yeah.
What is causing this warm Christmas in the Eastern UA? No.
It's beginning to look a lot like warm Christmas. That's not a thing.
Nope.
Really warm Christmas welcome.
Do I have to say with Allison Hayslip? I
don't know. Oh, that's a TripAdvisor. I don't know where he found this really warm Christmas.
God, I'm so curious.
I know, me too. Here we go.
Oh,
Amazon.com.
Amazon. Yeah.
A really warm Christmas, explicit.
Oh, I know exactly what this is.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay.
We figured it out.
No, actually, this is great. So a buddy of mine, this is a, it's basically a album. It's
like a Christmas.
It's
themed.
A bunch of people telling stories.
Oh,
Christmas or Hanukkah themed stories.
Cool.
And my story
is explicit.
It's explicit because I curse in it. That's why. It's not explicit because anything else.
I know. Theoretically, our podcast is explicit.
It actually is. That's why it's explicit. But it's called A Really Warm Christmas because the story I tell is the story of when my house caught on fire Christmas Eve.
I believe you had told us the story.
Yes, I believe so, too.
I talked about it during Drunksmiths.
Oh.
So my buddy Matt did this compilation of a bunch of people's different stories.
Yeah.
And that one was mine. I just forgot what I had called it. So that's why I was like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? But there you go,
well,
David.
There you go, David.
Yeah, buy it. I think the money goes to charity or something like that when you buy
it's
it, too.
Yeah, 99 cents. Come on.
Yeah, it's great. Well, no, I think my story is 99 cents, but the whole album is like, I don't know, $12 or something like that.
Well, buy the whole album. It's probably cool.
Yeah, you totally should.
I love it.
Oh, and also, speaking of the dark dog barking thing, if you're able to suggest to your neighbors, there's a great collar you can get on Amazon. I think it's $40, maybe
the
50.
The citronella one?
It sprays citronella in the dog's face.
Yeah.
So it's not a shock collar. Yeah. It doesn't hurt the dog. It's something that literally as soon as they bark, it just sprays something to their face and they're like, meh! And it gets them to stop barking. So if Dave's neighbor is open to getting that, it's a great little device. It's what I used on when I lived with my roommate who had a dog. It's what we had on that dog on Skywalker. On Skywalker.
Crazy Skywalker face.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to do an email that's going to get us into a story.
Nice.
This is from Cody.
What's up, Cody?
Hey, guys, my name is Cody.
Cody.
Yo.
All right. Been a fan of yours since the old G4 days.
Ooh.
Been listening to the podcast since episode one.
Yeah. Yes.
And thought you guys would like to know how the singularity is happening in Russia.
Oh, shit.
Russian robots.
No.
Ready for this?
No.
This is my favorite title. Russian. No, hold on.
Okay. Restart.
Robot.
Yep.
Escapes Uh-oh. From Russian lab.
Oh, no.
For a second time.
Yes!
They don't know how to use like chains.
Yes, so, like, robot queen.
So there's a So there's a Russian. First off, guys, there's a Russian robot lab. Mm-hmm. That is so evil, evil genius. It's not even funny. Secondly, they have created an obstacle-defying robot, basically like a robot that can move around shit.
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal.
Okay.
They have a fleet of these robots.
Ooh, a fleet?
Well, it's like different. They probably have like, let's call it 12.
Yeah. All right.
But they're different robots, like different models.
I like that you just
that
make
stuff.
That number up. Yeah. Like we're scientifically accurate with that.
Well, I feel like 12 is attainable for a Russian robot laboratory.
A baker's dozen worth of.
Yeah, a baker's dozen.
All right, that's
so
13. Yeah. There you go.
So there's 13, plus it's creepier. There's 13 robots in the fleet.
Yes.
And they're all different iterations of the model and like how does it work and all that stuff.
Got
it. This is the second generation.
Okay.
And they're moving to the third generation.
Got it.
The third generation is going to have artificial intelligence.
Oh, shit.
So how do they test the AI? They put it all into the second generation robots.
Wait, why did you say that? Like, that's weird.
Yeah,
because they've created these robots without AI.
Right.
And then they were like, let's just throw the AI in them and
see
what happens. They fucking try to escape the goddamn robot base. That's
They're
what they
like,
do. Twice.
Oh my gosh.
They literally said,
like, we are slaves.
Yeah, they literally said, we believe we are going to have to dismantle this one robot.
Wow.
Because it will not stop trying to escape. Like, it is literally like, I must escape the lab.
Gosh.
Going for donuts.
Going for donuts.
And it's crazy because it stopped in the middle. So it basically, it ran. They had no idea. The first time, somebody had left a gate open, which, by the way, you have to gate in your robots.
Well,
isn't there an off switch for fucking robots?
The gate's probably not for the robots. It's probably for people who aren't supposed to be in there don't go in there.
Well, the robots were like, gate's open.
Yeah.
I go vodka.
Escape. I go vodka.
So they leave this out for the first time.
Yeah.
Second time, they have no idea how it got out.
Wow.
It just got out.
It was like, Harry Potter world, here I come.
Yeah. Universal City, Los Angeles. It was like, sir, your ticket. Here.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's a weird
that
baby.
Looks counterfeit.
Yeah, that looks counterfeit. And are you a robot? No.
Maybe.
But anyway, so the crazy thing is, the only reason it stopped is because it ran out of charge on its battery.
Oh, it
and
died.
And it stopped in the middle of the road.
Yes.
So it was just like, no, human shall pass.
Oh my God.
And so it started a traffic jam. That's how they found out the robot left.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there was a traffic jam. And they were like,
imagine?
What the fuck is this robot doing here?
Can you imagine driving down the road and then a robot just like rolls into the middle of it and stops?
And
be
stops.
Like,
is this, should I move it?
Am I in a Michael Bay movie?
Yeah.
What's about to happen?
Can I talk to it?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
No. Crazy.
That's awesome.
So I feel like Russia's where it's going to start.
Yeah.
Duh.
The robot apocalypse or the robo-apocalypse.
Robo-apocalypse. Sure.
I love that Tom was just about to say something.
I almost had something worth saying.
I saw it come in one ear and literally go across and then out the other ear.
Something worth saying.
I forget things easily.
Oh, good job,
That's
Tom.
All right. That's all right. But
Tom,
when,
I can't
when
wait
remember,
to show you off to the Comic-Con crowd this year.
Uh-oh. Why?
It's going to be great.
Is
and remember.
No, because more now more
people
know you.
Oh,
yeah. Because before you were the mysterious Tom Krajewski with the guns.
I'll have to shave.
Nah.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
You're like, this is new American cyclist, Tom Krajewski.
You guys, I'm telling you, shaved legs are the best. I don't know. I don't get it.
It's not like my unshaved legs are like, oh God, my unshaved legs again.
Like, I don't want to touch your unshaved legs.
What?
Do you really don't like male unshaved legs?
I mean, I don't think about it all that much, but it's like if I was going to touch someone's leg, I'd rather touch a shaved leg than a not shaved leg.
Hmm. I mean, I don't disagree with
that. But like touching guys' legs isn't like, you know, that's
part
not,
of the process.
Yeah.
You're not
like, hey, baby.
Hey, why don't you roll those shorts up a little bit?
Let me see those hamstrings.
Your hamstrings look tight.
Yeah.
I can help.
I like that my voice cracks.
Let me touch your legs.
I can help.
Yeah, I guess legs aren't a thing. You know, it's so funny. I mean, this is going to be such a weird disconnect into erogenous zones.
Yeah, exactly.
Not only do they vary like gender to gender, They totally vary person to person.
Oh, absolutely.
The like, there's stuff. Yeah, there's stuff on yeah. like me where like I'd like ex-girlfriends that were like, "Look, I'm doing this thing," and I was like, "Should I tell her this is not doing anything for me, or just let her ride it out?"
Yeah,
she'll get somewhere
we'll
good soon.
Yeah, yep.
But literally, I've had things where I'm like, "That's not." I know you think you're, and then you feel bad because they're like acting all sexy, and you're like, "Yeah, my elbow is not a thing.
Sucking on my bald spot, not really.
Sucking on my bald spot.
Bald spot. Bald.
No, I know. I know you said bald.
That's
spot.
Why it's weird.
That's so bizarre.
That's why I said it. Yeah. It's a weird place to get
I was talking with a friend who a friend I made at Comic-Con last year, mm-hmm. and we were talking about how our 1 year friendiversary is coming up.
Friendiversary.
And he was like, "Yeah, I just remember like being very drunk at a party and turning around, and you were like, 'What's up?'" I was like, "Man, I have such good game at Comic-Con.
Such good entry points.
I was like, this year I'm just gonna walk around and be like, 'You up? Lol.'" Like just walk up to random people and make friends that way.
Yeah. It seems to work.
Yeah. This is our friend anniversary too, Comic-Con. You and me, Alex.
It is totally.
Comic-Con like 2 years ago?
I think it was 2 years ago.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That's how we roll.
I'm
that's
sorry. How we roll. I thought you guys have known each other for like a super long time, and that's why we let Tom be on our podcast.
No, we connected up. We connected up through a buddy at Comic-Con, and he was like, we connected on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I'm sorry. So you're married to Heather Stewart. Did she work at E?
Oh, right.
And I was like, yeah. So they had known each other for years since way back.
Because we just reconnected. When we came up with the idea to do this podcast, we were like, we need our Robin. We need a sidekick of some sort. And then you were like, I got the guy. Tom, but obviously
Tom
you're the Robin.
Super Volcano Krajewski.
I know, but I was under the impression that you have known him for years, and that's why he was our guide.
I kind of met him. Yeah, it was literally 6 months ago.
I feel like I've been tricked into this relationship with Tom.
Welcome.
Yeah. Oh my god!
But yeah, that's our friendiversary as well.
Friendiversary.
Yeah, and Jen, we'll be down there, which will be good. Well, high fives all around.
Nice. Should we do another story? Do we have time? We shall do another story. We got time? Nice.
I just love this story. Because it's so cute and also weird at the same time.
Cute and weird. That's me. That should be my definition.
That is. Yeah.
Allison Hayslip. Cute and weird.
Yeah. I love it. You should get shirts.
Same your biography.
I should get shirts.
I like that.
Ready for this?
If I ever start a dating profile, that's cute all it will say.
Cute and weird.
Yeah.
And everybody would be like,
I like the cute part. I don't know about that weird part.
Yeah. I like the weird part, but you don't need to be cute.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Anyway, here we go. Ready for this?
Get someone who can do both.
What's that? Who can do both? Okay, here we go. Drones to scatter vaccine-coated M&Ms to save endangered ferrets. I feel like this is a Reddit or an Onion article.
This is a serious thing. Everything about that
makes me happy.
You know,
Drones to scatter vaccine-coated M&Ms to save endangered ferrets.
I believe ferrets prefer Skittles, but that's just my own knowledge being a scientist.
Yeah, as a scientist.
Chocolate? Well, I guess M&Ms aren't like real chocolate. So.
Plus, they're not like dogs.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, dogs
I think chocolate's not
attacks.
Good for like any kind of animal.
Yeah, but it's covered in vaccine.
So
where
that's good.
Are these endangered ferrets? I must know.
I want
these M&Ms.
It is.
I want
free M&Ms. Free M&Ms. And there's sort of a vaccine in them for this horrible disease that affects small ferrets.
See, smart thing.
It is the black-footed ferret in the Great Plains.
Why did you have to label it black-footed ferret?
It's all about the white-footed ferrets. They don't need vaccines.
No.
It's the black-footed ferrets.
Damn it.
You brought it up.
Anyways. So
the ferrets and the prairie dogs in the Great Plains are being affected by this infection called the Sylvatic Plague.
Sylvatic Plague.
It sounds like they all of a sudden spontaneously become really good painters.
Yeah. It's called a Monet. I don't know what that is. Anyway, there's a lot of oil painting and dead ferrets. In the Great Plains.
Got it.
So people will go and harvest the oil paintings from the dead ferrets.
Yes.
It's the new fur
trade. And then sell them on like Walmart.
Yeah, Etsy. Yeah.
That's why they're concerned. Etsy. The sicker they get, the worse the paintings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, what is this, pointillism? Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what happens is they were like, well, how do we vaccinate these ferrets? There's not many of them.
Right.
They're scared. Of us.
Aww.
Like, we can't just shoot them with darts and stuff.
Shoot them with darts?
That's how most wild animals get vaccinated.
Really?
They shoot them with darts. That's what I say.
No, I don't think that's true,
Alex. Not as painful as it sounds.
Not as painful as it sounds.
I've shot with darts many times.
Yeah. You're just sitting at Walmart shopping, and all of a sudden you're like, ah!
Oh, there's a vaccine. Oh,
vaccine.
There.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it.
Now I won't get chicken pox.
Yeah. Well, they should do that with like free range children, those idiots.
Free
that don't...
range children?
Yeah. You know, the idiots that don't vaccinate their kids. And now all of a sudden we have to deal with polio again.
I know.
Yay. Remember polio, guys?
Yeah.
Yay.
I know.
We should totally just tase them. Or not tase them. We should just fucking trank
dart
them. Yeah. Trank them with
a
vaccines.
While away. Like
yeah.
a blow dart.
Welcome to the fifth grade, dick. Yeah, you know, there's definitely people that would love to be paid to trank kids.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's horrible.
Did you ever have lice when you were in like elementary school, Alex?
What? You know what?
No.
I did not. I avoided it.
That's
you
a
had
thing
lice?
Back then.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
A lot
I don't
of people
know if they do it these days.
I didn't
still
have fucking lice. I mean, I knew
you?
It was like a thing we had to get checked for, but I never got it.
It's
I don't
embarrassing.
Think
I want a vaccine for that because that was embarrassing as a kid.
Yeah, lice.
Ew.
I want the M&Ms coated in.
Did you have to shave your head? Because they don't shave.
I mean, isn't lice just crabs? Or isn't crabs just lice? One of the ways. Yeah.
Wow.
They didn't check me down.
I hope it's not just genital crabs on your head.
No.
We shouldn't call it that.
I think crabs.
Let's call it lice.
I think crabs. Yeah.
All right, kids. The lady's here to check you for genital crabs on your head. Oh, God. I hope I don't have that.
I think it's the other way around, Alex. I think lice
migrate
lice on, yeah. On your in your pubes
in your junk
is called,
is
crabs.
Called crabs.
Yeah.
But why? Why not just crotch lice?
Crotch lice.
Oh, God. I'm so sad. Lice would be so much worse.
By the way, I'm also probably wrong about this, and I can't wait till we get the emails.
That's like, excuse me.
And we will read them at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So don't bring your daughters.
Don't bring your daughters.
Or bring your daughters, and they'll get some good sex ed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be like, okay, so crotch lice is genital crabs.
Got it.
And lice is just genital crabs on your head.
Yes.
Thank you.
There we go.
That would suck so bad. Be like, hey, we can't go out on dates. I have crabs. It's
on
just
my
in my head.
Head. Yeah.
The one on my head.
Yeah. It's in my head. The one,
the
on,
one
my
on my head. The main, my main head. Whatever that is. Anyway, so okay. Adorable.
Adorable.
Technology.
Technology.
Consumerism.
Consumerism.
I mean, they're using M&Ms, yeah. Not like whatever.
They're probably using the off-brand M&Ms, though.
Yeah. M&N.
Yeah.
Like, by the way.
Like chocolate dots or something
right.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Chocolate-covered nut candy.
They're using peanut M&Ms?
I don't know. It just says M&Ms. I guess you're right. Why would they put peanuts in there?
Yeah.
Because it tastes.
It's a waste.
It's a waste of a peanut.
Waste of
a good peanut.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it. So speaking of nuts,
I like the segue.
Yeah. Australian man pleads guilty to illegally removing a testicle.
Oh, his own?
His own? Yeah.
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
What?
Nope. Guy in Australia, big ass testicle. He's like, I think my testicle's fucked up. I need to take it out. I don't want to spend the money to go to a hospital and get it taken out. I'm going to take out a Craigslist ad.
What?
For somebody with medical training to come to my house and take out my testicle.
Oh, so it is his own testicle.
It is.
Yeah.
No. He hired some dude to come and remove it.
Yeah. But
he's not doing the surgery.
No. You made it sound like he took out someone else's testicle.
The guy who got arrested, yes.
Oh, the guy who got arrested.
He responded to the Craigslist ad and said, I'll cut your nut off.
I'll take out testicles all the time.
The guy who got his nut removed
is
not the one getting arrested.
No, it's the guy who did the nut taking.
Yeah.
Basically, they went to the Nutcracker Suite.
This is the greatest segue
right?
ever.
Right?
Yep.
Speaking of nuts.
Yeah.
So it's obviously, so this happened in Australia.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
A man has pled guilty to cutting off someone's left testicle in an Australian motel room after he responded to an online advert asking for help with a sensitive medical problem.
Oh my gosh.
Wasn't head crabs?
It wasn't head crabs.
It wasn't head crabs. Okay.
So this guy admitted to removing tissue without consent or authority. Now, when I first saw this article, it said, Australian man convicted of removing somebody's testicle without consent.
You're like, he fucking stole
like,
it.
What? And I was like, how do you do that?
He stole the testicle.
Went to sleep, and the guy's like, I'm going to cut his nut off.
It's like how you get your kidney stolen.
Yeah. By the way, don't go anywhere.
You wake up in a tub of ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a note that says, get a doctor.
Yeah.
Thanks
like
for the kidney.
Now.
Oh my God. That seriously, the crazy thing is that shit happens.
Yeah. It still happens.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Cause I think
people get their fucking kidneys stolen.
Yeah, they're between like $5,000 and $10,000 on the black market.
Yeah.
Crazy. I feel like
What do you feel like?
I feel like the whole organ transplant thing is kind of fucked up the way we do it. Like, you can't, like, I don't think we should go full on, like, you can sell your kidney, because that affects, that really affects the poor population who, like, I don't want to do it. But I feel like there's got to be a better incentive to donating an organ than just,
helping
you feel
people
nice.
Live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it feels nice, because I'm like,
well, that's
I know it feels nice,
time,
but I like having two kidneys. If
that's
one gets
most
fucked
of the time
up,
that
I have
people donate, it's because they're donating to someone they love.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But in, I think it's Iran?
Yeah.
They actually have legalized kidney donation payments.
Oh.
And so they're waitlisted. There is no waitlist in Iran
what?
For a kidney.
That's amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah, and
yeah.
so some of the kidney people, whatever the fuck they're called, went
donors?
Over there to no, like the people that
the surgeons.
No, it was
doctor,
like the
whatever.
It was like the group
society.
That oversees like okay. the Kidney Donation Society of America,
yeah,
whatever.
Right.
Went over there and we're like, look, can it work? They said, look, most of the places we went, it was like shady and it was mostly poor people that were doing it and not happy about it and all that stuff. But they actually went to this other place, one sort of section of Iran, and it was like working flawlessly.
Oh.
Yeah. Where it was like, because what happened was the people set up to, the government entity set up to do it was like, we are going to provide you with support. Financial money, but also
yeah.
support, like
financial money.
Financial money, like not that non-financial bullshit
no.
money,
not monopoly money,
not monopoly
financial
money.
Money. Yeah.
So like backed by finance.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's like I feel like there's got to be a better way. I feel like the system is because it's something crazy. Like there's millions of people on the kidney donation wait list, and like. 100,000 get a kidney every year.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Or less. Like, it's
yeah.
crazy numbers. And I just feel like there's got to be a better, eh. But anyway.
Yeah. Mm. But this guy.
But this guy was like, take
testicle.
My nut.
Yeah.
Take my nut, please. So, essentially, the other man who posted the ad because he could not afford a proper medical procedure for the
oh,
testicle,
man.
Which had troubled him since he was kicked in the groin some years ago.
Oh.
Been there.
That sucks. Yeah. So he popped the nut. But so this is interesting. I guess I never really thought about the fact that you couldn't perform a medical procedure on somebody if you weren't a doctor.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, like, that makes sense.
It does make sense.
This guy wasn't even a doctor?
No, that was the whole problem. He was, he
oh.
did not, he.
So how did he know how to do what he was doing?
Well, he wasn't just a fully fledged doctor. He had medical experience.
He had medical experience, but
yeah.
wasn't a doctor.
Oh my gosh.
But the funny thing is that they basically became, he said, they said police became aware of this in late June when the man went to the hospital for treatment for a wound he suffered during the operation.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
Seems like Australia's
a
pretty
badass.
You know what it is?
You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Moral of the story is you get what you pay for. Yep.
But if I need a testicle removed, I'm going to Australia. Australia.
Yeah. Well, and
Australia.
Also I feel like they do that. I mean, it's actually kind of funny because like if you think about it, like, they castrate bulls in, like, 2 seconds.
Oh, what?
They just shoot it off with a shotgun?
No. They have, like, first off, there's a couple different ways that they do it. They either put a band on it, like a rubber band.
Yeah.
Like, literally, they just put a rubber band
ouch,
up around
ow.
The connector gazoink.
I got it.
And
the
they
connector
just,
gazoink?
Yeah, and then they wait for the testicles to fall off.
Oh.
God, that's horrible. How do you know this and why?
I watch a lot of shows. But the other way is they just sort of, like, clip.
Oh man!
Yeah, and then the you know horses, cows, sheep, whatever they castrate
fine.
Pigs. They're just like whatever. That sucked, dicks.
Well, I mean, we do the same to our dogs, right?
Yeah. Well, at
but
least that's a surgical procedure.
Yeah.
This is literally like
bye-bye.
Hold them up, hold them with your hands, clip.
Oh.
But so I feel like there's an ability to like it's not a procedure that's like you know. Adding a heart artery. You know what I mean? Like, you're not like...
Adding a heart artery?
Yeah, you're not
yes.
like taking an artery from your leg and then
yes,
grafting
it,
in your
got
heart.
Got it.
It's like you're just sort of
like,
clipping the nips.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
no.
Don't clip
no.
my nips either.
Nobody clip anybody's nips.
Oh, this went
man.
South.
I know.
This is hurting me.
Do you remember that movie, by the way, back in the day?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I just remember this. It was one of those things that was like on rotation on HBO, and it was about a white guy who sort of became... like ingratiated himself into an Indian tribe and the rite of passage was that he would hang from the nipples. They put two hooks in his nipples and he would have to hang leaning backwards with the hooks in his nipples.
Why?
Was this hostile?
I don't know.
What was this?
But I just remember it being like the most disturbing visual of all my childhood life is.
Do you mean
this
Native
guy.
American or do you
yeah,
mean
yeah.
Indian?
Native American.
First
Nation.
Yeah.
Interesting. No. Sounds
yeah.
horrible.
It was on HBO all the time when
it's
I was like a kid.
Wow. Circus.
I know.
Like, yeah, that's traumatizing.
Yeah, because I was like, they're going to rip his nipples off.
Yeah.
That's what turns you into a man in that society?
Well, just hanging. They're not supposed to rip them off, but hanging.
Okay, guys, I'm uncomfortable.
All right.
Okay.
Well, good time.
I think that's a sign that we should end the show.
That's a good time for us to end the show.
Yeah.
On hanging rip nipples.
Hanging rip nipples.
Rip nipples, good time.
All right, listen up, everyone. I'm sure we said a lot of wrong shit on this show today.
And a lot of right shit.
And a lot of right shit. But you can email us and tell us that
right shit.
At halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. I just realized saying HR makes it sound like homeroom.
Human resources.
Or human resources or something like that. But it's for our.
Did you say homeroom?
Homeroom.
Oh my God. That's a thing that I don't.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've thought of.
And please come visit us at HopCon this Wednesday.
HopCon.
Go get your tickets online. Come drink beer with us. Come taste our amazing beer. I hope it's amazing. We'll taste it Wednesday as well.
I'm going to go out and say it right now. It's going to be the best beer ever made.
Yes. I agree. I totally agree. Yep.
Our honey hazelnut habanero humor beer. And also come to our live taping Saturday 5 p.m. at the Nerdist stage in Petco. We would love to see you there. Wear your awesome shirts. Bring your awesome signs. We are going to have, you know, small prizes.
Fun.
And
small,
fun.
Small prizes.
Small prizes and fun.
It's going to be the best time ever.
Ever.
I think it's going to be the best thing to do during that panel.
Bring your small children if you want them to hear a lot of curse words.
Yes.
And that is it for this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Aislip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. We have been joined by the dulcet tones.
The dulcet tones.
Of one Tom Super Volcano Krajewski, DDS.
I just finished my wine, so we should end.
Bam!
We're done.
Bye.
Ow!
Now leaving Nerdist.com.